I've been keeping a secret for the last 30 days. If you've been following the channel long, you'll know a big part of what I do here is talk about predictions and rumors when it comes to Harley-Davidson's new model releases. Well, 30 days ago, I took a secret trip to Milwaukee to see the 2026 Trikes and CVO Street Glide ST. Before we get any further into the video, this is going to come out on the night of the reveal at 6:30. At the same time, I'm going to be doing a live from Teddy Morris's Renegade Harley-Davidson in Springfield, Missouri, where we're going to see if there's any of these new models delivered in time to show you on launch night. Even the dealership doesn't know what's going to come yet. They may not know till the 13th or the 14th what they're going to have delivered. There'll be a link to that in the pinned comment down below and at the end of this video. People have been emailing me links to articles and YouTube videos and all kinds of stuff in the last 30 days about other leaks and rumors, and I have kept my big fat mouth shut because I promised Harley-Davidson I wouldn't talk about any of the models they showed me once I went to Milwaukee. You may have noticed it's been kind of radio silence for the last 30 days on the channel regarding any of the new 2026 stuff that's expected to arrive. That's because of this trip. Honestly, this was a big deal. This is the first time I've ever been invited to come see something in person before it was released. Considering I'm a guy that's known for leaks and stuff, it was a big kind of to-do to me that they trusted me with this information, so I wanted to make sure that I honored that agreement. Now, I didn't only get to see these new models, I got to talk to the engineers and designers that were behind these designs and these builds of these new models. In this video, we're going to talk about the design changes, the new features, and how that's going to impact the rider. I want you to leave me a comment and let me know if you think Harley-Davidson hit the mark with these new features and designs. Now, where this happened was at the Product Development Center, the Willie G Product Development Center in Milwaukee. And this isn't just highly restricted to like outside people, it's highly restricted even for employees of Harley-Davidson. Most of them can get past the front lobby and cafeteria area. One other YouTuber was invited to come to this event along with me, and that was Professional Monkey. So make sure you go check out his videos if you want to see his perspective on these same models that we were shown in Milwaukee. Now, the Product Development Center is a really special place. That's where they develop all the new products, but it's also where they do dyno testing on the engines. They do testing on the reliability of parts and designs. And it was really cool to be involved at that at homecoming, and an even bigger honor to get to go back for the second time in 12 months and be inside that facility. And I think it's really cool that Harley-Davidson is letting creators like me and Professional Monkey share that behind-the-scenes kind of look with you guys of what goes on at the Harley-Davidson Product Development Center. Now, the first thing Harley-Davidson revealed to me and Professional Monkey were the 2026 Trikes. And then they showed us the CVO Street Glide ST. So we're going to talk about these products in that order. There will be timestamps down below, so you can jump ahead on the progress bar if you only want to know about specific features or a specific model that I'm going to talk about. 2026 Trikes. We have three models. The new 2026 Harley-Davidson Road Glide 3, the 2026 Harley-Davidson Street Glide 3 Limited, and the 2026 Harley-Davidson CVO Street Glide Limited. Now, I didn't get to see the CVO model, but I do have some information about it, but we're not going to go into real in-depth on it because I have not seen that bike in person yet. Maybe I should say I haven't seen that trike in person yet. Now, these new models are a second generation by Harley-Davidson. The first factory trikes from Harley-Davidson came out around, I think, 2009. And this is a major redesign with improved rear suspension for rider and passenger comfort. To me, the new suspension is the big story on the trikes. When I did a video about what I thought would be coming for the 2026 trikes, one of the things I consistently heard in the comments was that people wanted independent rear suspension, or better suspension at least. And that's what we got. Not exactly independent rear suspension, but a DDon suspension system. Now, I had never heard of this suspension system before going to the Harley-Davidson Product Development Center, but I came home and I did some research. And it sounds like this suspension has some improvements or some advantages over independent rear suspension when you look at it from a controllable safety aspect. And this DDon system, This isn't something Harley-Davidson created. Many manufacturers have used this type of suspension system, including Aston Martin, Alfa Romeo, Ferrari, and Lotus. It is deemed to be a sophisticated suspension system. To add even more rider comfort, Harley-Davidson increased the rear travel of the suspension from 2.3 inches to 5 inches. Now, if you don't think that's better, just ask any woman. She will tell you longer is better. We probably shouldn't go down that road. The new design also reduces the unsprung weight by 68 pounds. That means there's 68 pounds less of chassis or components that are being managed by the suspension now. So that means the suspension can be softer and more controlled and tuned specifically for the rider and passenger, and because we have less chassis involved in that sprung weight that we have to adjust for. So we have a new design, more travel, and less weight that it has to compensate for. Those are all very positive things. There's more interesting facts about the rear suspension, including CV joints and a relocation of the rear differential sprocket. It's going to involve basically less shop time to be able to change a belt and stuff because of some of these improvements. There's a lot goes into this rear suspension. I could probably do a video just on it, but we don't have time today to get into all of that with everything we're going to cover. So you guys leave me a comment down below if you want to see me go into a deeper dive on the new trikes and the new rear suspension or anything else as we go through this video, because I'm not going to be able to share everything with you in one video. It would become a two-hour documentary. You guys don't want a two-hour documentary, do you? Now, don't worry. Me and Harley-Davidson talked about opportunities to ride these new trikes, and I think I'm going to be set up with one of those. So when I get to do that, that would be the perfect time to talk about the rear suspension, actually after I have experienced it in a riding situation as well. Another big boom for the trikes is a new reverse system. Previously, there was an electric starter motor in the rear section of the trike that ran the reverse. Now, we're using the electric starter motor for the engine to run the reverse, not a separate one. So we've reduced weight again by doing that. Now, this reverse can be used for parking the bike, maybe backing it up into a trailer or a garage or something like that, but it's not intended for any kind of extended riding in reverse scenario, which we'll talk about how it works and the limitations of it in just a second. The new system is significantly lighter than the old system, though, because of this redesign. With the engine running, the rider will engage reverse using a step-by-step process through the infotainment center. To engage reverse, you have to be stopped with the motor idling, shift into first gear, then you'll press the dual function reverse start button and shift down again to engage reverse. You'll use the throttle twist grip to be either on or off. There's no variable speed. It doesn't matter how much you turn it. It's either on or off, on or off. The reverse movement is limited to 20 second intervals. This is designed to allow you to back your trike into a garage or maybe into a trailer if you're loading it, into a parking spot when you get somewhere, but you cannot run it in reverse for an extended period of time. There's a clutch between the electric motor and the drive gear to prevent damage to the system if you use the brakes while you have it in reverse. To disengage, you simply shift back up into first gear. The trike's also got the new Milwaukee 8 117 BVT engine. This is the same engine that's in the Street Glide and Road Glide CVOs. Harley-Davidson chose the BVT because of its fuel economy and its ability to deliver power and torque at different ranges in the RPM. This, of course, means these trikes are going to have more power than the outgoing trikes that were powered by a Milwaukee 8 114. They will also be using the central cooled system that is in the Street Glides and the Road Glides. That means it's going to pass a coolant through the rear heads and forward into the front heads, run back through a radiator where it is going to be cooled with a fan that blows that hot air away from the rider, blowing it down instead of blowing it forward where it comes right back into the bike. It's definitely an improved cooling system. I can tell it on my 2024 versus my 2016 Street Glide. Now the trike's got rider safety enhancements, TPMS, ride modes. Well, they got three selectable ride modes plus a custom mode, and I think the CVO gets two custom modes. Of course, with the new body design and all this stuff. You're also going to get that same 12.3-inch TFT display that I have. I really like that. One of the things I'm a little jealous of is the Street Glide versions are going to get embedded navigation enabled for all markets. For some reason, the Road Glide 3 only gets embedded navigation enabled for international markets. I don't have an explanation to why yet. Again, with the new body style, of course, you're going to have new all LED lighting. I haven't even talked about the fact that there are new wheels, a new seat. The Street Glide version gets lowers with fog lights embedded in them. There's a new design to the rear fenders where you get a little more tire profile look at them. And they've even redesigned the rear passenger floorboards. I thought they were pretty cool. A little wider, adding a little more comfort possibly for the passenger. Now, out of these models, the Road Glide maintains that more hot rod, aggressive, mean looking, probably appeals to a younger rider kind of aspect. There's no trunk, no lowers on it still. But the Street Glide 3 is really designed for that more touring focused person that's going to go on long rides. You're going to have the lowers. You're going to have a new Grand Tour Pack. You'll probably do a video on this thing too, but I'm going to run through the features really quick, including a flush mounted tail brake light, a removable washable liner, which has small pouches for personal items, a power port for charging personal devices, and as I believe it's the same capacity as the King Tour Pack, but because of the redesign, it can now accommodate two large full face helmets. And there's a luggage rack. Now the upper passenger backrest has been redesigned for passenger comfort, and it accommodates a lower backrest that's available through the parts and accessories that is heated. Why a heated backrest? Well, because the Street Glide 3 also has heated seat and heated hand controls. Did I mention the Street Glide 3 also gets highway pegs from the factory now? Before we move on to the Street Glide ST, I just wanted to mention that when I saw this new suspension and this new trike, I used the word revolutionary. And I really think it is. I think it's revolutionary new design for trikes from the factory. And if you guys want to know more about this stuff, leave me a comment down below. I just couldn't fit everything into one video without making it too long. So let's move on to the CVO Street Glide ST. Now, Harley-Davidson admitted that they didn't feel like they could invite me to Milwaukee to see new models and not show me this bike. And if you don't know, that's because this is really what I was looking for 2 years ago when they redesigned the Street Glide. Except I didn't really want the CVO price tag. I just wanted the Brembo brakes and the inverted front forks. And I mean, the fact that it's got more displacement's awesome, but I'd have probably been okay with it with the 117. I mean, I'm pretty happy with that 117 right there. And it's not even a stage two. And I'm getting 110 horsepower and 130 foot-pounds of torque on a dyno. You want to know more about that? Just keep watching the channel. I've got a video coming. Now, the new Street Glide ST comes in two colors. I got to see what they call Inferno Gray. The other color is Electric Coast. An Electric Coast is like a blue metallic base coat. The Inferno Gray looks like kind of a dull gray until you get it into the right light or the light hits it the right way. It's really hard to see it inside, so this is something you're going to want to look at outside. But it has red highlights or pearl or something in the paint. They had to bring a special light out so they could really show us the red when we were indoors to get the real effect of what it would be like in natural light. Now, mechanically, the Street Glide ST is the same as the Road Glide ST, except it's a Street Glide. 121 high output, show a suspension, Brembo brakes, the mini floorboards, the titanium exhaust. There is one new change for the new CVO Road Glide ST and Street Glide ST this year, and that is a stainless steel braided line to the rear suspension to kind of match up with the stainless steel braided brake lines. And of course, it gets the same carbon fiber elements we've seen on the Road Glide ST, like the seat cowl, the tank, the front fender. That brings the weight of this down to like 816 pounds. 816 pounds is 22 pounds lighter than the 2026 CVO Street Glide. If you want me to do a full breakdown on the CVO Street Glide ST, leave me a comment down below. Like I said a minute ago, I've been wanting this bike 2 years ago. I bought a 2024 13 months ago because I kept getting told that they couldn't make a Street Glide ST because they couldn't do the track and track plus modes on a Street Glide because the data for making that was based off of Kyle Wyman's Road Glide, and they didn't think it would just transfer over to a Street Glide. Well, I think they were just telling me that stuff to throw me off the scent so I wouldn't know that they were going to come out with the Street Glide ST. I rode the Road Glide ST on the track, and I absolutely loved how super refined the throttle response was in track and track plus mode. The throttle for track and track plus were so refined, I was really impressed with them on the track. I really wanted something for that, or like that, for riding the twisties here in the Ozarks, where you're just doing sweeper after sweeper. The throttle in the sport mode is a little, actually, what I would call jerky, a little over-responsive on this 2024 Street Glide from the factory. It's not as good as Track Plus, in my opinion, for the way I like to ride. If you're just flat-out drag racing, sure, but not when you're trying to road race. Smooth is fast. So if it wasn't the Track Plus mode that was the problem, what was it? Well, they wanted to change the handlebar ergonomics, and they wanted to get them right. They wanted to give the rider a more commanding position and a more performance bagger feel. So what they came out with is a new performance fused handlebar for the Street Glide ST. Now this handlebar is about 1.6 inches wider and about 2 inches taller than the stock location for the Street Glide handlebars. These bars are cast, and I think they're pretty cool. I got to sit on the bike and see how the handlebar position felt, and it wasn't bad, but my handlebars are a little higher than that, and I'm not sure how I would like them long term. I'm hoping to get an opportunity to do an extended ride on a CVO Street Glide ST. I haven't mentioned it to Harley-Davidson yet, but I'm sure they'll see this video, so I'm putting you guys on notice. I would love to have a several week review of a CVO Street Glide ST, take it out in Northwest Arkansas, run it through some really twisty roads, and see how it really performs. That would be a dream come true, and it would help me decide if it's something I really, really want, or would I prefer a little taller handlebar than what these are. And I don't know, that may be something they'll come out with at launch. This may be the factory configuration, and they may have a raised version of this for taller riders or riders who prefer a little taller setup. 2 inches isn't bad, but I think I would prefer 3 to 4 inches taller than the stock position. But again, these are different and they're wider, so I really need to ride it to see. If you guys would like to see that happen, leave a comment down below. Encourage Harley-Davidson to get me an extended demo of a CVO Street Glide ST to roll around the Ozarks with for a few weeks and let you know what I really think of this thing. Now, some of you are going to ask, are you going to upgrade? Because this is the bike that I said would be my dream bike. With the expectation that the Street Glide is going to be $44,000 or more, and the fact that I just bought this 13 months ago and I didn't have a lot of down payment or a big trade-in, that I'm probably going to be lucky to just get out of the payment and not owe a lot on it. Or, I mean, I think I can honestly get out of it and not owe much, if any. But I'm not going to have a lot of equity in it either to use to trade toward a CVO Street Glide ST. So that means I got to find a way to pay for it. Now, I haven't talked about this a lot on the channel, but you know, when I bought this bike, I wasn't sure I could afford it without trading in my 2016. I looked at trading it in. The fact is, with the used market so soft and the fact that I got 75,000 miles on it, I wasn't going to get very much for trade-in on it. Not enough that it was worth it. I found another way to come up with the down payment, and I went ahead and got this bike, but the channel makes the payment on it. And that's the kind of the agreement I have with myself. I made this deal that I wanted a new bike and I wanted to work for it. And that means through YouTube, I work for it. I've been doing YouTube for 6 years, 830 videos now, 6.5 million views. And I still average 2 videos a week to be able to make the payment on my bike from the ad revenue from YouTube. And there's been months that it barely made it. So that's just the way it is. YouTube's not some everybody's getting rich thing. There are a few perks. And, you know, I love doing the channel. I do this because I love it, not because I make a bunch of money. I could make more money working a part-time job than I could do in YouTube. I do this out of love. So I hope you guys enjoyed the content. I want to thank everybody that subscribed. We hit 25,000 before the end of December. That was a huge milestone for me. If you guys like this video, please give it a big thumbs up. If you want to see more videos like this on the 2026 new models, first looks, that kind of stuff, make sure you subscribe. Ring that bell so you'll be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe and keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.